ගොස්සයන් සිකල් ජෙප්ස් බස්කට් ශ්‍රුත වේදිනී රාජේන්ද්‍ර කමන් රිපීට් නුනම් සම්ති සහස්රශ අපශ්‍යතා මාත්ව తత్వం ग्रहेषु गृह मेधिनाम बड़ा अच्छा श्लोक है ये। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रोतव्यादि नीरेन्द्र नूनं सन्ति सहस्रशः अपश्यताम् आत्मतत्त्वं गृहेषु गृहमेधिनां श्रुतव्याधिनि राजेन्द्र नूनं सन्ति सहस्रशः अपश्यताम् आत्मतत्त्वं गृहेषु गृहमेधिनां। डिड यू टेक आउट सेकंड कैंटो फर्स्ट चैप्टर श्लोक एनी श्लोक फर्स्ट श्लोक आई थिंक दिस इज फर्स्ट और सेकंड इज वेरी नियर डिड यू टेक आउट फर्स्ट
या
दैट गुड हां सेम थिंग इज इट 212
212
It's very easy to remember. 212. Yes. Sing. Yes.
Shrotavyadi Rajendra. Nanam Santi Shahashusaha. Apashita Matma Tattvam. Duhe Shugra Medinam.
Come on.
राजेन्द्र
ऋणां सन्ति सहस्रशः शुग्रहमेधिनां वेरि गुड् रिपीट् श्रुतव्याधिनि राजेन्द्र राजेन्द्र ऋणां सन्ति सहस्रशः मेधिनाम श्रोतव्यादिनी राजेन्द्र दिन राजेन्द्र नूनां सन्ति सहस्रशः वेरी गुड अपश्यताम् आत्मतत्त्वं व्हाई आर यू सो स्लो You just took breakfast now, isn't it? So speak loud. Recite loudly. Yeah, again. Loudly. Yeah, please loudly. Shrotavyadini Rajendra Santi Sahasracha. Very good. Santi Sahasracha. Very good. Medhinam. Yeah. These children have done in the previous life, you know. Very nice, very nice. Read. Read, Radhika. Shrotavyadini Rajendra. Rajendra. Nunam Santi Sahasrasha. अपश्यताम् आत्मतत्त्वं मेधिनां गृहेषु गृहमेधिनां श्रोतव्यादिनि राजेन्द्र नूनं सन्ति सहस्रशः अपश्यताम् आत्मतत्त्वं ग्रहेषु गृहमेधिनां यस् गिव् गिव् रेड् यस् श्रोतव्याधिनि श्रोतव्याधिनि व्याधिनि Rajendra, Shrutavyadini Rajendra. Sahasrashah, Pranam Santi Sahasrashah. Sahasrashah. Apashyatam Tatvam. Apashyatam Atma Tatvam. Graheshu Grahamedhinam. Yes, very nice. Yes. Up to repeat Kali. Srutavyadini Rajendra.
Nanam Santi Sahasrashah.
Nanam Santi Sahasrashah. You can sit in front. Amatma Tatvam. Graheshu Grahamedhinam. Adini Rajendra. Adini Rajendra. Santi Sahasrashah. Nam Santi Sahasrashah. Apashyatam. Very good. See how loudly he speaks. Medhin. Very good. Your eye. See, you are chanting Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam since yesterday. Your eyes are sparkling. Very nice. You see in the mirror. Your eyes are sparkling. Any aankho jo hai, chadke hai. Very good. Yes. See your eyes also. They're sparkling. Come on. Shrutavyadini. Oh, I tell and you can. Man, you are American. Again. Shrutavyadini. Nini, very good. Rajendra. Nirnam. Santi. Sahasrashah. Ti Sahasrashah. Yes. Apashyatam. Atma Tatvam. Tatvam. Very good. Graheshu. Grahamedhinam. Oh, very good. Very good. Again read, son. Now it will be easy for you. Shrutavyadini. Very good. Very good.
Shrutavyadini Rajendra.
He Sahasrashah. Very good. Nam Santi Sahasrashah. Apashyatam. Atma Tatvam. Apashyatam Atma Tatvam. Graheshu Grahamedhinam. Graheshu. Very good, son. Very nice. So nice, you should read, eh? Always you should read. Yeah. Take out the equivalents. You know. Repeat the equivalents. Have you book? You have book, yeah? Repeat the, let them repeat. Equivalents. You can take it. Shrutavyadini Rajendra. Nunam Santi Sahasrashah.
Nirnam Santi Sahasrashah.
Apashyatam.
Apashyatam Atman
Tatvam. Atma Tatvam.
Apashyatam Atman Tatvam.
Graheshu Grahamedhinam. Repeat the equivalents word to word.
Shrutavyadini
Rajendra. No. Word to word.
Oh, word to word. Okay. Shrutavyadini.
Shrutavyadini.
Subject matter for hearing. Rajendra, O Emperor. Nirnam of the human society. Santi. There are. Sahasrashah. Hundreds and thousands. Apashyatam of the blind. Atmatattvam, knowledge of self. The ultimate truth. Graheshu, at home. Grahamedhinam, of persons too materially engrossed.
No translation.
Translation by His Divine Grace.
Yeah, Sri Prabhupada ki jai.
those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth, have many things as subject matter for hearing in the human society. O Emperor, so beautiful.
You have to learn this translation by heart. So please go slowly and repeat the sentences.
Those persons who are materially engrossed.
That's it. This is very easy to remember. Repeat.
Those persons
who are materially engrossed.
Who are materially
engrossed. Engrossed, yes.
Those persons who are materially engrossed.
Repeat.
blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth.
This is their condition. Being blind to the ultimate truth. Being blind to the knowledge of ultimate. Being blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth.
Those persons
who are materially engrossed.
Being blind
to the knowledge of ultimate truth.
Repeat
5 times.
Those persons who are materially engrossed. Being blind.
Let them repeat. Yeah.
Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth.
Yes, again, 5.
Those persons who are materially engrossed,
being blind
to the knowledge of ultimate truth. Those persons who are materially engrossed.
आप जो देखिए ना. आप कहीं को देखिए.
Being blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth. Those persons who are materially engrossed. Being blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth. Those persons who are materially blind.
Those persons
who are materially engaged. Engrossed.
Don't change. No, don't look.
Don't look?
No looking.
Okay. Those persons who are materially engrossed.
बहन जी को न देखिए आप. बहन जी को न देखिए.
दे
वो पीट करके बैठा है. बीइंग ब्लाइंड टू द नॉलेज ऑफ
अल्टीमेट
ट्रूथ.
बीइंग ब्लाइंड टू द नॉलेज ऑफ अल्टीमेट ट्रूथ.
दिस इज अवर कंडीशन कि हम ब्लाइंड हैं. अंध तमो अंधम. ब्लाइंडेड डार्कनेस ऑफ इग्नोरेंस उसे कहते हैं. ब्लाइंडेड डार्कनेस. यहाँ अभी सूरज है तो सब दिख रहा है. रात को ब्लाइंडेड डार्कनेस हो जाए कि आंख होने के बाद भी हम देख नहीं सके. देर इज नोन एज ब्लाइंडेड. सो बींग ब्लाइंड to the knowledge of ultimate truth. और यही सब जीवों की दशा है. It's very nice, and very nice. Prabhupada's words are very good. Those persons who are materially engrossed,
being blind
to the knowledge of the ultimate truth. Repeat. Those persons. Who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge. Very good. Yes. No, no, don't be.
Those persons
are
materialist, being blind to the knowledge of the truth.
Very good. Those persons are materially engrossed. Being blind to the knowledge of, very good. Don't allow mortals to enter in. Yeah. Then continue.
Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of the ultimate truth.
Very good. Continue this sentence. Read. Let them repeat.
How many things as subject matter
for hearing in the human society. Again.
Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of the ultimate truth.
Have many things as subject matter.
For hearing in the human society.
O emperor. It's very easy. Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of the ultimate truth, have many things as subject matter for hearing in human society. Very good. Now repeat. Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of the ultimate truth, have many subject matter for hearing in human society. Repeat. Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of ultimate truth, have many subject matter for hearing in the human society. See, this is very, very correct thing. This is, you go in anywhere, you know, your relations, your nears and dears or whatever, father, mother, brothers, their wives, their in-laws, these in-laws and that in-laws and that in-laws. They all come together and talk completely nonsense. How many, your motel is full, how much you earned, how many rooms are there, when did you buy this motel, or are you working in America, your work is all right, this, that, how many children you have, are they married, are they, how long are they going to school, and nothing to do with the ultimate truth. This is a nonsense. बिल्कुल हम जो है ना gross materialist हो जाते हैं. तो संग gross material का नहीं होना चाहिए. पुनश्च भूयात भगवती अनंते. ये भगवान परीक्षित महाराज जब छोड़ दिया सब, उनको कर्स किया. He was cursed by the Sringi. So he immediately left everything, and he went to the Ganges, and sat there. And he himself told the sages. पुनश्च भूयात भगवती अनंते रति प्रसंग से तदा श्रेयस् याम्याम उपयाम सृष्टे तदा श्रेय जना तदा श्रेयस् आई डोंट रिमेंबर एग्जैक्टली बट दीज थ्री थिंग्स ही आस्क्स ही सेज पुनश्च भूयात ही सेज आई एम सिंफुल लिविंग इन दिस सो आई विल हैव टू टेक बर्थ अगेन सो आई रिक्वेस्ट यू request you God, Krishna, that Punasya Bhuyat Bhagavati Ananti. I must be attracted to you. Rati Prasangasya Tadashreshu. Tad Ashreshu. Those where you have taken your shelter, they should be my associates. The second thing he asks. First he asks that I must have attraction to you, then I must associate with the devotees. Tad Ashreshu. And third one, yam yam upayam srishti. Wherever I take my birth, maybe on this planet, other planets, wherever. Please, rati prasangyasya. Mere hamesha tere hi topics mein mera man ho. Mujhe teen baatein karne ki jaisi hai. Bhagavatam mein? Pahle kento mein. Pahle kento koi one. Beginning mein hai. Punasya bhuyat. Just try to search out. Punasya bhuyat. Radhika, I'll tell you one thing. You should tie your hair. Don't leave open like this. When you are sitting in Katha, this is very bad, son, mother. Try.
Radhika, can you bring me a pen and a
paper? Punacha. P-U-N-A-H. Second. Cha. C. And Bhuyat, B-H-U, separate word, B-H-U-Y-A-T, T, that's it. Is there a hit? Let me see.
119.
Ananta, very good. Tadashre Yeshu. देवे देवे देखिए पहली बात उन्होंने कहा है पुनश्च भूयात भगवती अनंते मेरा मन हमेशा भगवान में रहे मुझे इतना देना कि मेरा मन हमेशा भगवान में रहे दूसरी बात ये देना कि तेरे जो भक्त हैं उनका ही एसोसिएशन मेरे को अट्रैक्शन हो तीसरा मैं कहीं भी जन्म लूं सबके साथ मेरी मैत्री हो फ्रेंडशिप ये तीन बातें हमें करने की जीती है और ये सुखदेव स्वामी आने से पहले उन्होंने बताया इज ग्रेटनेस परीक्षित महाराज तो ही वॉज ग्रैंडसन ऑफ अर्जुन सो एसोसिएट यही तो कहता हूँ वो बड़ा अभिमान था उसको कि मेरा ग्रैंडफादर कृष्ण के साथ घूमता था ये हम आप भी ग्रैंडफादर होने वाले हो तो इनको ऐसे इनके बच्चों को ऐसा लगे मेरा ग्रैंडफादर कृष्ण का भक्त था कृष्ण के साथ घूमता था वही हम भी साथ घूम रहे हैं ना कृष्ण के साथ घूम रहे हैं हम अर्जुन नहीं घूमा ओनली अर्जुन नहीं हम भी तो घूम रहे हैं प्लीज प्लीज ये हमेशा बोलिए पुनश्च भूयात् कविम पुराणम अनुशासितम वो रह गए पुनश्च भूयात् भगवती अनंते प्रति प्रसंगस्य तदाश्रयेषु महत्सुयाम्याम् उपयामि सृष्टे उपयामि सृष्टिम् मैत्रस्तु सर्वत्र नमो द्विजेभ्यः इतना ही चाहिए हमने मित्रता रखनी है वो मित्रता यानी इंटीमेसी नहीं देर शुड बी एनी इंटीमेसी वी लाइक एवरीबडी बट वी आर नॉट इंटीमेट टू एनीबडी वी इंटीमेसी इज टू कृष्णा अदरवाइज वी मिक्स इंटीमेसी एंड मैत्री दैट्स रॉन्ग कंप्लीटली रॉन्ग हम सबसे सबके फ्रेंड है नो इंटीमेट थी दैट वी टू बी वेरी केयरफुल पुनश्च भूयात् भगवती अनंते प्रति प्रसंगस्य तदाश्रयेषु महत्सुयाम्याम् उपयामि सृष्टे मैत्रस्तु सर्वत्र नमो द्विजेभ्यः
Translation. No.
Down.
Oh, that's it. There.
translation. Read the translation.
Again offering obeisances
unto all you Brahmanas.
I pray that
I
should
again take birth in my material world.
I will
have complete attachment
to the unlimited Lord Krishna.
Oh.
Unlimited Lord Krishna. Association with the devotees.
Very good.
Devotees.
Friendly relations.
And friendly relations.
All living beings.
Yeah. Rupad ki jai. Itna ho, to then nunam santi sahasrasha wrong hai. Hamare ko ek hi topic ho, Krishna ka. Aur jahan Krishna ka topic na ho, wahan achhut samajh ke wahan bhag jana hai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dusri koi bhi baat hoti thi, दोनों हाथ में उंगलियां डाल देते हरी हरी करके वहां से चले जाते. प्लीज ये करना है नहीं तो आपने मड़ी जी कितनी नॉनसेंस बात हो तुमने खबर जी जी आखो जीवन 45 वर्ष से दी नॉनसेंस फोन करे तो नॉनसेंस मरे तो नॉनसेंस सुए तो नॉनसेंस उजागे तो नॉनसेंस बदूज नॉनसेंस तुमने सेंस कह रहे हैं. How will you say everything is nonsense and you are running out of, I don't have sense, he says. I mean, where can you get the sense because you are doing everything in nonsense? Please, please save yourself from this and please continue. So this is, oh, Jai, bless you, son. So we go back to our verse 3, 9, 8. No, we were thinking about Nunan Santi Sahasra.
Yeah.
The
212.
Take it 212. Ah, this looks nice, dear. Even tighter, you know. See how nice mother tights. Copier. What is this? It looks like a Mata, you know. Santoshi Mata we have. Please. Radhika, you should be tying, okay? Nice, tight. Yes, repeat. What is it? Shruta Vyadin Rajendra.
Shruta Vyadin Rajendra.
Nunam Santi Sahasrasha.
Nunam Santi Sahasrasha.
Apashyatam Atma Tattvam.
Apashyatam Atma Tattvam.
Griheshu Grahamedhinam.
Griheshu Grahamedhinam.
Repeat the translation. Yes. Those
persons.
Oh, you know now, you had learned. Those persons who are materially engrossed, blind to the knowledge of the
ultimate.
Very good. Very nice.
Have
many matters.
Many
subject matters
for
hearing
in
human society, O emperor. Very good. You remember? Again, repeat now. It will be easy for you.
Those persons who are materially engrossed.
Very good.
Being blind to the knowledge of
truth, very good.
Have many
subject matters,
for hearing in
society. Very good. Repeat.
Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind
to the knowledge.
To the knowledge of
the ultimate truth.
Have many subject matters for hearing in human society, O Emperor.
God, such a powerful boy. You should study, man. Eh? Promise me, you will study the meanings also. Translation, you should master. Okay? 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita with translation. And this shloka also. Don't forget the translation. As soon as we remember this, then we control our, you know. We control our nonsensical speech. To the limited extent only, we have to use these material languages. Rest of the attention should be to this. it's very late in my life, but you people are very young. You can just master the whole thing. Please, and these are youngest ones. Hand over these things to them. They will do very nice. In Minneapolis, I caught hold of 3 young people, and they are now having nice flat. Nice, today 20 boys are coming. This is the way. We should now learn to hand over to the younger ones and make them ready, you know. Soon they will be young persons, you know. And we'll have our evening, life evening will be very pleasing if young persons are on the right lines. What is the use of money and everything if these boys are lost? So please, don't force them to lose. Give them some engagement. This temple also, this all this khadpa we call it in Gujarati. Khadpas. Khadpas means we are all. What, they can't walk, they can't run, they can't do anything. Such a big body, they can't do anything. What can she do? Dressing is, she can't do anything. And you know, president. Let some young girl be president, young boy some president. They can run around. And if you hand over the temple to these people, they will invite the young people.
Exactly.
And they will be attracted to the, these boys are doing, we should do it. So our 2 boys are doing, and everywhere the children are attracted. Mangalati we started in Radhajivan's house, and they are now addicted to Mangalati. Daily 6 o'clock they do Mangalati.
Yeah.
And children do everything.
Yeah.
Because these children they saw.
Yeah.
So this is how. Please, please. These children are product of Mangalati. Since last 11 years, their father is forcing them to get up for Mangalati. They know everything now. And now they are so very strong, they may not budge here and there. Please, you understand these things. Otherwise, young age is lost. And they will be mad, they will be misguided, everything will be there. Please, if they are with Krishna, the guidance will be alright. Otherwise, we are waiting for a head-on crash. Don't do it. Just give them this direction. So this is the meaning. And then we go to back to our verse, which we have to do. 3, 9, 8. 3, 9, 8. Yeah. I think this is Brahma Sinta, son. Take out his son. His whole prayer is Brahma Sita lyric. This Brahma, one thing we should remember, you all young, you are fathers, you must remember father and mother. In Bhagavatam, every canto, 9 chapter is very important.
Oh, so 1 point.
1, 9, 2, 9, 3, 9, 4, 9.
Really?
Wow. This 9th canto should be done. 9 chapters,
that
I mean.
Every
canto. No doubt everything is important.
Right, of course, yeah.
But this is the attraction. And you don't have time, at least read 9. At least do 1 or 2 slokas even. First canto and second chapter you should master. Because that is the way to go to Krishna. So it's very important.
So
1.2. 34 verses.
1.2. Okay.
It should be learned with.
Sure, yeah.
These boys they have learned with translation. So please, there's so many things to be learned, but minimize it.
Yeah.
Don't burden them, overburden them. Slowly give them.
Yeah.
And you should learn so that they will pick up. Yeah. We just were expert in ordering. You do it, you do it. They don't do it. But they see you running around here and there like a monkey. You know? Gets you in the morning, puts on trousers and get off. Come on. So read, son. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Come on, Hanuman.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. No, cut it in 2, you know.
Shrutret
Tridhaturima
Turima Murardhyamanaha Kshutra Tridha Turima Murardhyamanaha.
तुम जरा आप जो अभी जो आगे आओ तो यहीं देखा
क्षुत्र मदद आप देखिए इसमें क्षुत्र त्रिधातुरिमा मुहुरर्देमाना
तुम्हें
आप जो अभी जो तो चोपड़ी में जो ही शक्त क्षुत्र त्रिधातुरिमा Murardhyamanaha Shitoshnavata Varashair Itaretaracha Kamagrina Achyutarusha Sudurbharena.
What is the last line?
Sampashyato Manuru Kramasidate me. See, these are the long lines. So this is Brahma Sanhita lyric. Chintamani prakara sadmasu.
Chintamani
prakara sadmasu. Yes. Kalpavraksha.
Kalpavraksha. Asadveshu. Sadveshu. Rabi apipalayanta.
Lakshmi.
Lakshmi.
Sahasra Shata Sambrahma. Chintamani prakara sadmasu kalpavriksha lakshavriteshu surabhir abhipalayantam lakshmi sahasra shatasambhrama sevyamanam govindamadi purusham Tamaham Bhajami Kshutrut Tridhaturima Murardhyamanaha. What is the second line? Shitoshnavat Haribol? Oh, Konche? Oh, Adamani Yadkarto. Kimchi? Ah, Bhusa. હવે ના એમ કરજો તમે કે કાલે અમે ત્યાં 6 વાગે હોઈશું એરપોર્ટ પર ના ના એટલે કાલે અમારી ફ્લાઇટ તો કાલે 8 વાગે છે ને હા એટલે અમે સવારના અહીંયા 4 વાગે નીકળીશું તો 5:30 વાગે સુધી ત્યાં પહોંચી જઈશું પછી 8:30 ની ફ્લાઇટ છે અમારી હા એવી રીતે છે ના 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 મેં યાદ કરતો હતો હું તમને કેમ છે સારું છે ને હા બસ બસ આનંદ કરજો બસ 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 એ જ છે હા જી બોલો હા જી હા જી હા જી શું વાત છે અરે બસ આવજો ત્યારે તો હા હા બહુ બહુ સારું એને ક્યારે ક્યારે આવશે હા ફ્લાઇટ તો કાલે છે તો કાલે એરપોર્ટ પર આવી જાય તો બસ છે હા હા જી જી હનુમાન હનુમાન જસ્ટ ગીવ હિઝ ડિટેલ્સ ઓફ અવર ફ્લાઇટ ગોઈંગ આઉટ ફ્રોમ લોસ એન્જલિસ યે ક્ષુત્ર ત્રિધાતુરિમા Murardhyamanaha Shitoshnavata Varashair Itaretaracha Kamagnina Achyutarusha Sudurbharena Sampashyato Manavurukrama Siddhate me.
गोविंदमादि पुरुषम
तमहं भजामि
श्रुत्रुत्तिधातुरिमा मुहुरर्द्यमानाः शीतोष्णवात वरशैर इतरेतराच कामाग्निना अच्युतरुषा सुदुर्भरेण संपश्यतो मनुरुक्रम सीदते मे हरि बोल हाँ हाँ जी हाँ हाँ बोलो तो एम कर लो कि ये 5:30 ત્યાં આવીશ એની તો તમે આવજો હા 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 પ્લીઝ તમે આવજો હા તો એ કદાચ ઉઠે નહીં જલ્દી હા હા જી જી તો 5:30 રાહ જોઈશું અમે અમે 5:30 અને 6 ની વચ્ચે અમે ત્યાં હોઈશું તમને ટર્મિનલ ને બધું આપી દીધું છે હા ના 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 હા વિલ સી યા ઓકે ટર્મિનલ યુ હેવ ગિવન ટર્મિનલ હા 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 તમને તો ખબર છે બધું હા સો ડોન્ટ વરી સો વિલ ડેફિનેટલી સી યુ હરી બોલ હા યસ શુતુર્તિ ધાતુરિમા મુહુરર્દ્યમાનાઃ શીતોષ્ણવાત વરશૈર इतरेतरा च कामाग्निना चतुर्षा सुदुर्भरेण संपश्यतो मन उरुक्रम सीदते मे गोविंदमादि पुरुषं तमहं भजामि नाउ गो टू द इक्विवेलेंट्स You know, word to word, word to word. Here, let them repeat. Shut.
Hunger.
Thread. All of them.
Give
the book. So we go by line by line, and then you will understand it. Kshat, hunger, throat, thirst. These are the things which trouble us. First is hunger. Do you feel hungry? Do you feel hungry?
No.
No? You don't want to eat? You don't want to eat? Do you want to eat? Hey. You are hungry, isn't it? No? Well, this is America, nobody is hungry. So this is the first thing troubles us. How many trucks and trucks of rice we have consumed? અમે ચપાતી અમે સબ્જી બેરલ ઓફ દાલ એન્ડ ઇવન દેન વી આર એંગ્રી સો ધીસ ઇઝ ડેલી ટ્રેવલ દેન થ્રુટ અમે બેરલ્સ ઓફ કોકા કોલા એન્ડ વિસ્કી એન્ડ એવરીથિંગ ગોઝ ઓન વોટર વી ડ્રિંક યુ નો ડોન્ટ ડ્રિંક ફિઝી ડ્રિંક્સ ઓકે ફોલો મી દિસ દેર વોઝ વન ન્યૂઝ અબાઉટ ધીસ કોકા કોલા ફિઝી ડ્રિંક્સ યુ નો There in one college, there was a competition who drinks more tins, you know. So one boy consumed nearly 20 Coca-Cola tins and he fainted immediately. So since then the principal had to ban the drinks from him. Please don't touch this, they are very poisonous. There is something which is very addictive in that and it kills you, you know, if it excess you. And we just out of love we give the children money and they buy wafers and Coca-Cola or something. Please shun from this, otherwise your body will not grow nicely. You want to be healthy, isn't it? So what did you learn today? Recital. No. Yeah, that's right. No, you that one saying, you know, early to bed.
Early to bed.
Huh? Come on. Is the way
to be happy, healthy, wealthy,
and wise. You learn, see? Repeat. Early to bed.
Early to bed.
Early to rise.
Early to rise.
Is the way
to
be happy,
healthy,
wealthy,
and wise.
Again.
Okay.
Early to bed.
Early to bed. Early
yeah.
to bed, early to rise is the way to be
happy,
healthy, wealthy, and
wise. Why? So you want to be happy?
Mm-hmm.
To be healthy?
Yeah.
You want to be wealthy?
Yeah.
Wealthy. Oh, Shyam said, not that much. It's nice. He said, not that much. Little one. Very nice boy. You want to be healthy. You want to be wealthy.
Yeah.
You want to buy a helicopter.
Yeah.
Then wise.
That
yeah. Then repeat again.
Early to bed.
Okay.
Healthy, wealthy, wise.
Yes. Now, please repeat again. If you want these four things, you have to go to bed early and get up early. That is what our culture is, you know. Don't you are forced to wake up after 9 p.m. and don't sleep after 4 a.m. It is some time. Not daily. Eh? What time you wake up? Six?
After
7 o'clock. 8 o'clock sometime?
No.
No? 9 o'clock?
But
very good. You wake up early? No, we wake up at 9 o'clock. You are losing your health. You know? Please, just try. So, kshut, hunger, throat, thirst, and three dhatu. You know, these three. Three, there is, what is it? Mucus, bile and cough. Vat, pitta and cough we call it. We are always suffering from this. The reason of the sickness is that either we have irregulated vat, irregulated air. And to regulate the air, a simple medicine is there. You keep the black salt, it regulates the air. All your aches and pains will go away. No, there won't be any aches and pains. Provided you just put something in my mouth, some little thing, and it will clear immediately.
Kala namaka.
That's the best medicine for this, vata. And all the aches and pains are because of vata. Even heart attack is because of vata.
It is the air, irregulated air enters into the heart and creates the pain. And then they cut the nerves and join the nerves. It's a silly thing to do that. Never, I will tell you really, may Krishna give you sufficient money. So that any time you are sick, you should never get treatment here. You should go to India. Take bath in Ganges, Kanpur.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice. There was a boy from Kanpur in Los Angeles. His name was Dilip Mehra.
Oh, I know.
You know him.
Yeah.
And he was doing that ready-made cloth business. So he had some small daughter here.
Yeah.
So he was always asking me, you know, Maharaj, I'm worried about this daughter. If I stay here, I don't know really what is going to happen. So I told him that, Dilip, you already earned maybe since 9 years. He was doing the business. And he was very hard working, you know. So, and whenever I went there, you know, definitely he will bring prasad, car, everything he will do. So he was always, so I told Dilip, you forget about America. And you please come to India, you know how much you earned, be satisfied now. So immediately after 2 years, he wound up the whole thing. And he is now in Bombay, he has bought a flat there in Andheri, and that girl is going in a Gurukul there. And very nicely situated, she performs some kirtan and everything. Very, very good culture. It's so, India, whatever it is, there are so many difficulties. But even then it's good, because they situate that part of the globe is so very suitable for our existence. All these countries, they have so much money and everything. But here, somewhere or the other, we don't get adjusted. You go to India, you don't have anything, even then you feel all right. You know? He stays in one of the villages. That village is the best thing. I lay curfew. He is mad to be here. You know? Too really mad, see. Now you have earned maybe, so we just wind up and forget. Children may manage, you know. Stay, they will be soon grow up. So please somehow the other, we have to keep an eye. And if you are sick, then immediately run to the village.
Absolutely.
Drink nice cow's milk and have a peaceful life and enjoy your earning. Otherwise for a whole lifetime, you will be collecting money, somebody else will enjoy.
Yeah.
So I told Dilip, now I am telling him that you are luckiest person, you have earned your money and you are enjoying your money. Otherwise somebody else will enjoy your money. What's the use of that? So please, this is three dhatu. Vat, pitta and kapha. You know, kapha also increases always. And this salt helps to kapha also. Immediately the kapha subsides. Within a second the kapha subsides. If you take Kala Namak. This is the best medicine for cold. Whenever you are suffering from acute cold, these people don't have any medicine. This Namak is the best medicine. And if they know, they may culture Namak and add synthetic to it and make tablets or something. Please don't go in for that. Our spices are best. That is our medical box. And these three things again and again, Muhu are the man. Muhu means again and again. Repeat. Akshat, Haribol. Haribol. Akshat, come on, speak out. Hunger. Throat. Thirst. Three dhatu bhi. Three humors. Namely, mucus, bile and wind. Imaha. All of them. Muhu. Again and again. This hunger, thirst. All these things, they again and again, always they trouble. Always they trouble. And this is our bodily existence. Then, go ahead. Arde manaha. And because of that we are perplexed. The body never works all right. Shita. Then apart from this, winter. Ushna. Summer. Vata. Wind. Varshehi, by rains, itara, itaracha, and many other disturbances, cha, also, kamagnina, by strong sex urges, achyutrusha, indefatigable anger, this is achyutrusha, very nice, indefatigable anger,
cha,
also,
sudarlabhena,
most unbearable,
sampasyataha,
so observing. Everybody observes this. But manaha, mind, urukrama,
O
great actor, siddhate,
becomes
despondent,
me,
my. My mind never becomes despondent. Even then we go again and again for the same thing. Now please, that is the meaning. How many things trouble? See, count them. Kshut, trut, tridhatu, three. Then shita, ushna, five. Vata, six. Varsair, seven. And so many other disturbances. So innumerable disturbances are there. Then innumerable desires are there. I must have this, I must have that, I must have that. So many desires. All these trouble you. And even then my mind doesn't become despondent. Mind doesn't become fed up. Again and again, we think that America is best, dollars are nice, my bank balance is intact, and to your surprise the bank crashes, and next day you don't have anything. At least former days there were no banks. So they had gold, money, you know, and money was also gold or silver. So they were keeping all the riches with them. At the moment the riches is only in figure. We can see the figure, yes. And that figure is somebody else. What guarantee is there? Why should you take care of your money? They will just finish you off within a second. In India also it is happening now. Banks are just going bankrupt. Once we had that, what is it, Credit and Commerce, BCC something, is originated in Pakistan. And they were offering a bit more interest. So everybody deposited there. And one day they hurry bowl. And even now, it is 11 years since it is broken. Even now the people are fighting to get something back. Please, this is our condition. Money also, we have to keep something here and there, but remember that just keeping in the bank also, money reduces. Suppose we have deposited 10 lakhs of rupees today. After 5 years, the inflation is raging. So they may look 10 lakhs after 5 years, but they're not. Their buying capacity is reduced. So slowly it vanishes. Money vanishes slowly. It's better that you utilize it for Krishna. We nourish ourselves nicely. And then whatever is left between here and there, we have to worry about the marriages and so many things. So some amount has got to be there. But too much of we should not run, and our mind must get despondent because for facing all these difficulties. Otherwise we are wasting our time. Now go to the translation. Please repeat.
Read.
My Lord.
All these four.
Poor creature. You are a poor creature.
Constantly.
Perplexed by hunger. Thirst.
Secretion
and bile. Loud listen.
Attacked by coughing. Winter. Flashing summer.
Rains
and many.
Other disturbing elements.
And overwhelmed. By strong.
Sex urges. And indefatigable
anger.
I take pity on them.
And I am very much aggrieved for them.
Very good. Read, son. Read. Let them repeat. Let them repeat.
O great actor.
O great actor.
My Lord.
My Lord.
All these four features,
all these four features
are constantly perplexed,
by hunger,
thirst,
severe cold,
secretion and bile, attacked by coughing water,
winter.
Blasting summer.
rains and many
other disturbing elements
are very disturbing elements,
and overwhelmed by strong sex urges
and
indefatigable
anger.
I take pity
on them
and I am very
much aggrieved for them.
Very good. Repeat, son. Doctor, repeat.
Oh,
great actor.
My Lord.
All these four features
are constantly perplexed by hunger.
Loudly.
Indefatigable
anger.
I am very much aggrieved for them.
Read, son, read the purport. Take out the purport. Read.
Okay. A pure devotee.
No, we don't repeat.
Oh, okay.
We hear.
A pure devotee of the Lord of Brahma and persons in his disciplic
succession
are always unhappy to see the perplexities of the conditioned souls who are suffering the onslaughts of the threefold miseries which pertain to the body and mind, to the disturbances of material nature, and to many other such material disadvantages. Not knowing
etiquette
measures for revealing such difficulties, suffering persons sometimes pose themselves as leaders of the people, and the unfortunate followers are put into further disadvantages under such so-called leadership. This is like a blind man leading another blind man to fall into a ditch. Therefore, unless the devotees of the Lord take pity on them and teach them the right path, their lives are hopeless failures. The devotees of the Lord who voluntarily take the responsibility of raising the foolish materialistic sense enjoyers are as confidential to the Lord as Lord Brahma.
Yeah. Finish?
Yeah.
Very nice. What did you understand? You read all right. क्या समझा गया तू? कुछ नहीं. Something. What did you understand, man? Come on. You're just dumb and deaf. He's red like a parrot. Parrot also repeats. Doesn't mind, you know.
People don't like.
American mind doesn't go in any diet, man. You should understand what you are reading. Come on, go to the first sentence. Yes, first sentence. Read the first sentence.
The pure devotee of the Lord, by Lord Brahma, and persons in his disciplic
succession
are always unhappy to see the perplexities of the conditioned
souls. What is the meaning of conditioned souls? Condition. There must be condition, isn't it?
Yeah.
We are here, you know, with the body. So we are conditioned. What is our condition? That we have to take birth. There is no other way we can obtain the body. This is a condition, isn't it? That's why we are conditioned. And those who are born, they have to go away. There is condition. We don't want to go away. We are forced to quit. Till the last moment, we try ourselves to survive. In coma, somebody goes and again comes back. And just comes, oh, I'm very happy to come back. And then we had read once the first operation was carried out on the heart, you know, in South Africa. And John came back in his senses and he asked for the cigarette. That's a big heading. In a newspaper, John came back and he asked for a cigarette. Man, as if cigarette is the achieved goal of existence. This is conditioned. They don't know what it is. Already we are naturally conditioned. Naturally conditioned means you have to take birth, you have to die, you have to become old, you have to become sick many times. That is natural conditions. And then again, in these natural conditioning, we create our own conditioning. What is our condition? That I will only put the trousers. I won't put any other clothes. Hey, Shyam, you understand? Your conditioning, I will only wear trousers. I will not wear anything else. Huh?
That's
correct, isn't it? Yes. Otherwise you can put on dhoti. No, I will put on only trousers. And our condition is, I will only go to America, stay there. There is again conditioning. Then I will only get up late in the morning. There is again condition. I will sleep late at night. There is condition. I'll run like a monkey to earn money. There is condition again. From one motel to the other motel to the other. Monkey jumps, you know, from one tree to the other. There is no difference. He has the trees and we have motels. One man we saw in Minneapolis, he has 7 motels. And he's mad, you know. This morning he gets, so he goes here, he goes, there is some problem there, there is some problem there. They ring and he has 2 mobile phones and man is a mad man. The monkey, they are just exactly monkey. Actually monkey doesn't have mobiles. No, I mean, I don't really curse these people. There is a way to manage. And we can have our own time also. We may have to lose something. These people, these local people, they manage big department stores. And there it is. You know? The computer is there, everything is seen in the computer. Sometimes something occurs, then managers go and sort out. They have their own machinery, you know. He is not disturbed. And that is how it should be done.
Very nice.
Very nice management. I mean to say, they have to lose something. These whole department stores, they buy the things very cheap. So, and they always reserve 20% of the profit for theft. So they know that thieving is going on, so 20% we take out. And whatever aggregate profit is there, they are happy. This is how they manage, you know. So they are not disturbed. But our people particularly, they are so very attached.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, beautiful.
But not only the motors, in academic field,
yes.
You know, the professors, and they think they are big scientists, Mark.
No.
They also have like 4 phones, right?
Yeah, 4.
4 times
you
go. Yeah. Very true, very true.
Yes. Please, don't get disturbed. You will earn anyway.
Yeah.
Because earning money is from the previous life. Whatever good activities we have done, that's why we are in this good country. And after coming here also, we are able to establish. That's our previous activities. Now if you don't increase the activities, then I don't know what type of life you have in future. This we must remember. And to have the impetus for these things, all these troubles are given here, listed here. That without fail, we are conditioning by hunger. Again, we are conditioning by thirst. Again, we are conditioning by breathing. All these are the conditioning of the body. Then again, three humors, the vata, pitta, and kapha is always running after us. Then cold, heat. You go to Minneapolis, even now, you cannot sit like this. You have to have overcoat and this and that. Now, in North America. And if you cross over North America and go to Canada, you die really there. And even then our people are there in Alaska also. Indians can go anywhere. Doesn't matter where is there is pound or dollar, I'll go. You know? What is it? They say that where nobody goes, the Marwari goes there. There's a nice saying. Marwari goes anywhere. Already they are in the desert. So they don't mind in any condition. It's much better than the desert, you know. So we are also Marwadis. You will go to Alaska and Saskatchewan one or whatever. In the northest part of the Canada, where the igloos are there, they will stay there also. Please. This is conditioning, additional conditioning. And for these conditioned souls, there must be young person trained now to take care of these conditioned souls. And these young persons should be coming out of these things. Unless they come out, they will be mad to follow these things. And if they don't come round, then like us, their life will be completely wasted. So now it's our duty to train these young persons. And how to train our young persons? Unless you follow, they will not follow. The father of these people is a very good devotee. He follows very strictly. And he has trained them also to follow strictly. Young boys are there, here and there, they may commit mistake. But they have to be corrected by our own following. And if their minds are completely engaged in these things, then the other things will not enter. What happened that Surdas, we know Surdas in India, blind bhakta, he was a nice Vaishnava. His bhajans are very nice. So he was very famous, you know, as a bhakta, you know, bhakta poet. So Akbar Bhatshah was there. So Akbar invited him to his court. He said, I heard that you are a very nice devotee. So please sing some bhajans, you know. So Surdas sang so many bhajans, you know. And Akbar Vacha was very pleased. Then he said, now we sing my glories. Surdas sang very nice bhajan. You know, Nahin rahyo man me thaur, mere man mein koi jaga nahi hai. Khali Krishna hai mere man mein. Nandan nandan nana achat kaise urme aniye or. Ye urme mere nandan nanda hai. मेरे ऊर में किसी के लिए जगह नहीं और हमें चक्रवर्ती के ऊर में बहुत जगह खाली क्या करें क्या सही बात कह के नहीं चलेगा अब हमारे को $25,000 दे दो हम छूटे तुम छूटे इतनी मेहनत कर रहे हम काय के लिए प्लीज ये हमारे मन की दशा है तो फिर वो अकबर ने कहा अच्छा तू गाता नहीं है तो कोई हर्ज नहीं बोले मैं बड़ा जनरस हूँ तू मांग ले तेरे को जो चाहिए तो ही फोर्स हिम टू आस्क समथिंग तो उसने कहा भाई मैं तो सिंपल हूँ मेरे को कोई आवश्यकता नहीं है मेरे पास जो है उसे मेरे को शांति है और मेरे को कोई आवश्यकता नहीं दूसरी जरूरत नहीं है नहीं बोले मेरे से कोई खाली हाथ नहीं जाता है तू मांग नहीं बोले बादशाह प्लीज़ माफ़ करें मुझे कुछ नहीं चाहिए जो मुझे चाहिए वो मिल जाता है मुझे कुछ नहीं चाहिए नहीं नहीं बोले मांगना ही पड़ेगा तेरे को जाने नहीं दोनों में तो बोले तू बहुत इंसिस्ट कर रहा है तो एक बात देना मुझे तो कहा बोल जल्दी बोल अभी दे देता हूँ
तो बोले दूसरी बार मेरे को तो यहां नहीं बुलाना और मेरे भजन में भंग न डालना. और हम होते तो चार बार उसको कहते हमेशा मैं आऊंगा तेरे यहां, तेरे गुणगान गाऊंगा. और सारी सोसाइटी में कह देते मेरे को इसने बुलाया है, मेरे को उसने बुलाया है. प्लीज 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 नहिं रहो मन में थोर, नंद नंदन अचत कैसे आनिए उर और. मेरे भाई में उर में नंद नंदन बसा है, दूसरे को कैसे लाऊं मैं. और बादशाह को बोल दिया नहीं तो वो मार देता था उसको, मगर मुसलमान था और भी. मगर देखिए कितना हिम्मत वाला था वो, क्योंकि भगवान में मन लग गया है. तो भगवान में मन हो तो प्लीज, अभी हमारे को दे दिया है भगवान ने सभी, ही हैज एस्टेब्लिश्ड यू इन अमेरिका, थोड़ा बहुत पैसा भी आ गया है. कंपेयरिंग इंडिया वी आर वेरी रिच. प्लीज नाउ एट लीस्ट यू शुड टर्न योर अटेंशन टू दिस. और कुछ ये इनमें न रखे, मन में दूसरा कचरा होगा तो यू विल बी सिक. ये सिकनेस का कोई दूसरा कारण नहीं है, इसको डिसीज मैंने कल ही समझाया था, ईज नहीं है इसलिए डिसीज है, नहीं तो डिसीज की कोई जरूरत नहीं है. तो डिसीज निकालने के लिए वी मस्ट गो बैक टू ईज, और इन्हीं बातों में ईज है, दूसरे कोई बात नहीं. नहीं तो ये सब भूत के जैसे पीछे लगे हैं, हंगर थर्स्ट त्रिधातु शीत उष्ण एटसेट्रा एटसेट्रा. ये प्लीज याद रखें, और इनसे कैसे वैसे पाना छुड़ाए, धीरे धीरे थोड़ा बहुत कर ले और मन भगवान में रहे. जय हरि बोल, जय श्री भगवान की.
बहुत ही बढ़िया, बहुत धन्यवाद, सच्ची बात.